Duke Energy today said it will close down a troubled nuclear plant in Florida called Crystal River rather than try to repair it at a cost of billions. Making that decision has preoccupied Duke and its investors ever since the company merged with Progress Energy and inherited the Florida plant. WFAE's Julie Rose is with me to put this decision in context for North Carolina. Julie, to set the stage briefly, what happened to the Crystal River nuclear plant?
Well, about 4 years ago, Progress Energy needed to try and make some repairs that actually ended up causing more damage. And so the plant has been offline ever since then. Now, Progress hasn't really taken responsibility for any mistakes in that process, but the Tampa Bay Times did an investigation and found the company actually tried to cut costs by doing the repair on its own rather than bringing in the experts who typically do these kinds of repairs for the industry. Duke estimates it could cost more than $3 billion to fix the plant, which brings us to today's decision to go ahead and just shut it down permanently.
But just walking away from a nuclear plant must have costs too.
Sure. The decommissioning process, as it's called, will cost hundreds of millions of dollars, which Duke says it already has squirreled away in a fund that's mandated by the federal government. And there's also the fact that Duke and Progress have already sunk more than $1.6 billion into this nuclear plant, which it's now just going to abandon. And Progress Energy's customers are on the hook for much of that money.
On the hook for it, even though they're no longer benefiting from the electricity, right?
Right. That was agreed to in a settlement with state regulators last year. Florida has some laws that let utilities like Progress pass a lot of nuclear costs on to its customers. And back in 2006, the state actually decided to go ahead and let utility companies automatically raise their rates to cover the cost of planning and constructing nuclear plants, whether or not those plants ever benefit customers. So you can imagine, in light of this latest turn of events, that law is not very popular right now in Florida. Here's State Representative Mike Fasano.
It is, in my opinion, a scheme that Bernie Madoff would be extremely proud of Progress Energy Duke in coming up with. People here in Florida have put out hundreds of millions of dollars and have seen no benefits for any nuclear power plants yet to be built and probably never will be built.
He's referring there specifically to another nuclear plant Progress has been planning down in Florida, but has now put off indefinitely. Fasano's tried several times to get that automatic rate hike law repealed, and he thinks this Crystal River mess just might be the thing to get that done.
Well, Julie, Duke and Progress have a couple of new nuclear plants in the planning stages right here in the Carolinas. Does North Carolina have a law like Florida's?
No, but Duke has been asking for it. These nuclear reactors crank out lots of cheap electricity without creating any greenhouse emissions. But getting them built is the hard part. It's really expensive and takes a long, long time. And that's why we need these automatic cost recovery laws, says Duke spokesman Mike Hughes.
I don't think any company is going to be in a position nowadays to put that much money at risk for many, many years without the expectation that they will recoup those investments in real time.
So what does this decision to close the Crystal River plant in Florida mean for Duke and Progress customers here in North Carolina?
Two things, really. First, the specter of it could prompt a repeal of that nuclear cost recovery law in Florida and make it much harder for other states like North Carolina to justify passing one of their own. And secondly, we could actually end up paying for it indirectly. Technically, Duke can't charge customers here in the Carolinas for problems with a plant down in Florida. But the Duke Progress merger means all of those operations are under one big corporate roof. So here's how Jim Warren of NC Warren thinks of it.
When the holding company is bleeding badly in one state, there is pressure on Duke to recover more in terms of profits in its other states.
So yesterday, for example, Duke Energy made another request to raise rates in North Carolina because of upgrades and new power plants it's building here in the state. But that request also includes an 11.25% return on investment for shareholders. Now, that's a number that Duke basically negotiates with state regulators, and it's not always clear exactly what goes into that. In fact, the North Carolina Attorney General is currently challenging in court the rate of return Duke got in last year's rate hike. So we probably haven't heard the end of Crystal River.
Okay, Julie, thanks.
You're welcome.